For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michel. Born in Los Angeles in 1900, Eleanor Remick Warren was the only child of parents who were keen amateur musicians. She had piano lessons from age 5 and began writing music while she was at Westlake School for Girls. After a year at Mills College, she went to New York for 4 years, where she continued to study and to work as an accompanist for singers from the Metropolitan Opera when they went on concert tours. The singers often included Warren's songs, many of which had been published, in their repertoires. By the 1930s, her songs were being performed all over the world by singers such as Kirsten Flagstead. She also began to work on orchestral and choral music. Warren married twice and had 3 children. She continued to study, attending private lectures of Arnold Schoenberg when he first arrived in Los Angeles in 1935. From 1938 to 39, she presented a weekly radio program discussing music that she played at the piano. Long after her formal studies were over, and having already established a strong reputation and won many honors, she went to Paris at the age of 59 for intensive study with Nadia Boulanger. Upon her return to Los Angeles, she revised several of her early works. In 1936, Warren's first composition using full orchestra, The Harp Weaver, set to a poem of Edna St. Vincent Millay, received its New York premiere at Carnegie Hall. It uses a baritone soloist and chorus also. We're going to hear a performance of it with Thomas Hampson, baritone, in the Polish Radio Orchestra and Chorus of Krakow. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March on KMFM.